This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Nobel Peace Prize today went to an outfit that makes it its mission to rid the world of chemical weapons. The BBC's Paul Adams has been following this from London and can give us a sense of the organizational structure here. Paul, good morning.
How are you?
Well, tell us about the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They're based in The Hague, but they're not huge.
They're not. It's a big mouthful of a name, the OPCW, but it is a small organization, only around 500 staff, of which around 200 are inspectors. And their job, effectively, is to verify adherence to the Chemical Weapons Convention among the 189 members who have signed on to that convention, due, by the way, to be 190 on Monday when Syria formally joins the ranks. And they have been tasked over the last 16 years with ridding the world of some of the most, you know, appalling weapons that mankind has been able to devise over the last 100 years or so. And according to their records, they're not doing a bad job of it.
And the organization has member countries who contribute to its budget?
That's right. It's funded by the states' parties on a basis of, frankly, who can afford the most. I'm assuming that means the United States is by far and away the largest contributor. It's a small budget, around a shade under $100 million a year at the moment. And of course, the big challenge for them now, and perhaps this is why the Nobel Committee decided to make this award, is Syria. They are embarking on, by far and away, the biggest job they have ever undertaken. A lot of skeptics around the world who think that they may not be up to the job of ridding Syria of its chemical weapons by the middle of next year. Hugely ambitious timetable. And they are cap in hand at the moment, looking for personnel, looking for additional funds. And perhaps by throwing $1.25 million their way and the enormous prestige that comes with being the winner of a Nobel Peace Prize, the committee in Oslo is saying, here is an organization worth your attention and your support.
The BBC's Paul Adams in London. Paul, thank you.
You're welcome.